Welcome back to Giants.com. Joined by Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk, and here are your three things to watch when the Giants take on the Bills up at Ralph Wilson Stadium in Buffalo on Sunday. Now, the Giants are getting ready for practice behind us. In fact, if you listen close enough, you can hear the artificial crowd noise. The Giants trying to get ready, Paul, for what will be a raucous crowd.
Yeah, they're actually louder than me in Buffalo, if you can believe that, John. But I am told David Deal the other day was saying to me, he played in Buffalo, remember, a couple of years ago. He said that is one of the more loud crowds you're going to get around the league.
And the elements could be an issue as well. Rain in the forecast. We'll see how that turns out on Sunday. Now for the X's and O's. Paul, first of all, this Buffalo Bills defense. The Giant fans are familiar with what Rex Ryan did with the Jets. He's brought his defense to Buffalo. Giants offensive lineman Justin Pugh knows this is as much of a mental game as it is a physical game.
I think it's going to be one of the most mental games you play throughout the year, and we're putting in extra time, making sure that we're ready to go. We got to get that second win, you know, get us to 2-2, get us right back into the thick of things. This is a huge game for us, so we got to make sure that we're putting everything we have into this and go out there and get a win on Sunday.
You know, Paul, if you watched the first half against Miami, the Bills actually didn't blitz that much, but we know what's in their repertoire. They bring guys from all over the field, and by the way, their quarterbacks can cover one-on-one pretty well, too.
Yeah, they don't have to necessarily blitz as much as they do. They run a standard 4-3. And they will mix it up. And that's one of the great things about their amoeba blitz package, because it can be 4, 5, 6, 7 guys in any combination going to any gap. Or they could just say, okay, we're going to drop guys out right before the snap. I mean, it's tough.
Now, for the Bills' offense, it starts with the running game, one of the best running teams in all of football. But LeSean McCoy has a hamstring injury. That means it's going to be rookie Carlos Williams hauling the load for the Bills. He's a different type of running back, according to JT Thomas.
Bigger back, reminds me of a DeMarco Murray in his forward lean. He's able to, you know, be from upright running fast, you know, to lowering the shoulders and being downhill. He's a good back, you know, young back. Definitely a change up for LeSean, you know. But of course, we want to come out and handle Mr. McCoy first, and from there, you know, we'll be sound throughout the game.
And now, Paul, we'll see if McCoy goes or not. Rex Ryan said earlier this week, probably less than 50-50 chance he goes right in this game, but Williams is a much more downhill power type of back.
Yeah, he goes about 230 pounds, John, coming out of Florida State. This is a guy who already has a 100-yard game to his resume last week. He's got touchdown runs of, I believe, 26 yards and 41 yards. So you're talking about a blend of power and speed, because if he gets away, John, he can go.
Now, the Giants have one of the best rushing defenses in the league. They're going to need it against a guy averaging more than 7 yards per carry.
You know, the Redskins ran for just about 85, 86 yards against the Giants, which is the most anybody's run against them so far in 3 weeks. So the Giants D, which is ranked second in the NFL against the rush, is going to have another test.
And it's not just the running backs that run the football for the Buffalo Bills. It's also their quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. He was a dual threat. Here's how the Giants plan on dealing with him, according to safety Landon Collins.
Keep him in the pocket, stop side D-line, just keep him contained and collapsing the pocket on him. And then if he get out, we try to put a shoulder on him.
And Paul, Taylor almost has 100 yards rushing on the season. He's also completed 74% of his passes. Now, he's not chucking the ball downfield all game. They've simplified things for him a little bit. But this offense is not one that's going to be easy to defend from the quarterback perspective.
Well, no, because he can throw it, he can run it, but they run the read option. He will run scrambles. Very, very quick, very elusive. He's like a flea back there, in the backfield. And that's why the Giants have to play contain. That's what the Patriots did to him when they sacked him 8 times earlier this season.
No question about it, Paul. In terms of the injuries in this game, right now Sammy Watkins hasn't yet practiced this week. He has a calf injury. We mentioned LeSean McCoy for the Giants. Victor Cruz has been ruled out. We'll keep an eye on Eric Flowers and Robert Ayers the rest of the week to see if they're good to go on Sunday. And Daniel Fells, another guy to keep an eye on as well for the New York Football Giants. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. That's your three matchups to watch for the Giants game against the Bills on Sunday.